1320 WILS. My next guest, New York Times bestselling author Jerry Oppenheimer, has written a whole bunch of unauthorized biographies, including Hillary and Bill Clinton, Martha Stewart, Ethel Kennedy. His brand new book looks at the life of Robert F. Kennedy. RFK Jr. is the name of the book, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and the Dark Side of the Dream. Jerry, thank you for joining us on WILS.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is and this is an unauthorized biography. Do you does the Kennedy family reach out to you or try to persuade you not to pursue a book like this?
No, they don't reach out, but they have, you know, in this particular case, he had something to say a couple of days before the pub date, which was yesterday, and he said, "Oh, this is nothing but all lies," and he never even contacted me to interview me while I was doing the research. Well, that was the lie.
Yeah.
I made several attempts very formally to try and interview him because of all the revelations that I turned up in the course of my research. And, of course, he never responded. Mm. I was listening to your previous guest, who was an advocate for marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the issues in Bobby's life was drug addiction, which began just after the assassination of his father in 1968 and continued for 15 years, ending with the heroin addiction and arrest for heroin possession. His drug of choice started with marijuana at the age mm-hmm. of 14 when he was in boarding school. And, he ingested, snorted, and shot more drugs than that young fellow on Breaking Bad.
So. Wow. Now, how devastating was the assassination of his father to him?
Well, that's an interesting question. According to Bobby, who made many comments about that over the years, it was not devastating at all. At least he didn't show it mm-hmm. and didn't talk about it. He claimed that his many issues, beginning with drugs, later with sex addiction, philandering on his wives, et cetera, really grew out of the era in which he grew up, which was the swinging 60s when everyone was using drugs.
Right.
A poor excuse on his part. I'm sure that, he was emotionally devastated by his father's death, but one of the mantras of the Kennedy clan, which was laid down by the patriarch Joe Kennedy, is, never cry, never complain, act like a man, and that's what Bobby did, and of course, his problems continue for many, many, many years.
I'm talking, by the way, to Jerry Oppenheimer's brand new book, RFK Jr., looking at the life of Robert F. Kennedy. So a lot of this stuff's already out there, the fact that he was arrested for marijuana use and his many marriages. What is it that he was most upset about you revealing in the book?
Well, he claimed that the entire book was fictional, which is pretty bizarre since, the media has covered various things in his life over the years. And as you say,
mm-hmm.
Drugs, womanizing, that sort of thing. Of course, I go in greater depth as opposed to the quick and dirty stories that the media does, and interviewed literally dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
Did your opinion of him change in a significant way in writing the book?
Well, I didn't really have an opinion of him before I started writing the book. I mean, I tend to go into these book projects completely objectively. The one difference with this book is that back in the mid-1990s, I wrote the first ever biography of his mother, Ethel Skakel Kennedy, who also plays a big role in the current biography, because when Bobby was 14, she essentially abandoned him,
mm-hmm.
turned him over to a close Kennedy family friend, Lem Billings, who was a gay man, and they had a very close relationship. And Billings, oddly enough, was always telling Bobby he could be the next president of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, he was doing drugs with Bobby.
Yeah.
So it was a very twisted relationship.
Well, and he was certainly would not have been the first president to have had that in his past. What kept Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from actually trying to become president?
Well, he decided that he would never get into the political arena because of all the skeletons in his closet.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. So it was nothing that stopped him from doing it except himself.
Let's take it. This is what he sounds like. If you have not heard RFK Jr. speak, here's what he sounds like when he talks. He's talking about vaccines here, but this is more for his voice. Here it is.
I got dragged into the vaccine issue kind of kicking and screaming because I was going around the country suing coal-burning power plants and talking about the dangers of mercury coming from those plants.
I mean, I've always had a hard time listening to him. I Googled and found out it's a spasmodic dysphonia. That's some kind of an issue with his voice. How much of an issue has that been in his life, would you say?
No, it hasn't been an issue at all. He does radio. He has a radio talk show at times. He makes speeches. I mean, his career basically has come down to making speeches, earning big bucks from those speeches, using the Kennedy name, which is very influential still in this country.
And he's considered, what, an environmentalist of a sort? Is he?
Yeah, he's really one of the country's most powerful environmental attorneys and activists. He claims that he helped clean up the Hudson River, a very questionable claim. And he's also become very controversial because he's one of these people who is very outspoken about vaccines. He is an anti-vaxxer, as they call them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so he's gotten into that, but
and what drives him? Is he passionate about these issues, or are there other motives there?
Well, I think he's passionate, definitely passionate about the issues of vaccines and passionate about cleaning up the environment. Still, you know, he doesn't have a very, very happy, profound family life and private life, and that's had a big effect on what he's done professionally. The guy basically is kind of a mess in many ways.
Now, you talk about his womanizing. I mean, was he basically acting as many of the Kennedy men act, or was he different that way?
Well, you know, he had a private diary, and in that diary he described his extreme womanizing as his lust demons. And that diary became public a couple of years ago when someone got their hands on it after the suicide of his third wife. Mm-hmm. His suicide is really linked to his issues, his womanizing and that sort of thing.
Go ahead. What did the diary say?
I was going to say the diary deals in great depth with his philandering and why he does it and how he's tried to control it and how he can't control it, even listing in code the number of women and describing who those women were and how he met them. I mean, it's very bizarre. And someone leaked that diary to the New York Post, and it became very public, and he hasn't said anything about it publicly.
Do you think it's kind of a character trait of the Kennedy men to be womanizers?
Well, that's an easy explanation. I mean, certainly the patriarch Joe Kennedy, you know, had a long time affair with Gloria Swanson. Bobby Kennedy, Bobby Jr.'s father, had affairs. JFK had affairs. And in fact, one of the interesting things I deal with in the book is this gay man who Ethel Kennedy turned Bobby Jr. over to. Mm-hmm. After the assassination when Bobby Jr. was 14. There have been biographies, and I deal with it in my book, that Lem Billings basically, you know, essentially had a one-way sexual relationship with JFK, who he idolized. So,
what does one-way mean? What does that mean?
Well, you know, JFK, you know, presumably was a heterosexual, and Lem Billings was gay. Mm-hmm. And Len Billings, according to very good sources who are named, said that Billings used to perform oral sex on JFK.
Wow. And what about his relationship with RFK Jr. when he was living with him? Was there any relationship there?
There were suspicions, but nothing proven. And I don't think it happened. But of course, they were doing drugs and they were drinking. And, you know, in those kind of situations, anything can happen.
Mm-hmm. Your suspicion is that something may have occurred there?
Not my suspicion, the suspicion of very credible sources who I interviewed.
Hmm. That story about JFK, I've never heard that before.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it was brought up in a biography written about Lem Billings, and it's appeared in scattered places in other biographies of JFK.
Wow. The death of, or the suicide, I should say, of his second wife, RFK Jr.'s...
Second wife.
Now, what the circumstance of that, are you saying that relates to his womanizing?
Well, of course. I mean, she was Mary Richardson Kennedy, a gorgeous woman, mother of his four children, was very aware of his womanizing. In fact, I show in the book how he came to her with this epiphany to reveal all the women he was growing around with, you know, which she also knew anyway, mm-hmm. as a loyal wife, and caused her to start drinking, caused her all kinds of emotional pain, and eventually hanged herself in their home in Mount Kisco, New York. That's happened with other Kennedy wives also. You know, Ted Kennedy's wife, Joan, became an alcoholic because of his extracurricular activity.
Now, he remarried. He's married to Cheryl Hines from that Curb Your Enthusiasm show. Did that not devastate him, his second wife's suicide?
Well, he claimed it did, except I have sources in my book who say that in the last months of Mary Kennedy's life, Bobby Kennedy Jr. was telling her, you'd be better off dead. You know, this is not, you shouldn't be here. Mm-hmm. You know, all kinds of very, very frightening claims she was making to friends. Whether they actually happened or not, I have no proof of that, but I certainly deal with them in the book.
Right. The people that you talked to that know him personally, was this kind of a quality of his that came out to other people also?
I'm sorry, I didn't get
the others you interviewed, the new RFK Jr. that know him, is that kind of quality that you just described, did they talk about that also?
Of course, yes.
This actual kind of meanness, I guess, is the only word that comes to mind, that he's kind of mean?
Well, you know, I spoke to a very good friend of his who I quote extensively in the book, who said any woman, and he said this after attending Bobby's, he told this to me after attending Bobby's wedding to Cheryl Hines, his third wedding, that any woman who gets involved with this guy is risking a lot. Because it's well known among his close circle of loyal friends about the kind of activities he's participated in, from extreme heroin use up to including cheating on his first wife, his second wife, and hopefully Cheryl Hines will keep him from cheating on her.
Yeah. Well, maybe age is going to mellow him a bit. Is there any chance of that?
Well, he's nearing his 70th year. You know, he's in his early 60s now, and... one never knows whether someone will mellow or not mellow. He could continue in the same patterns he's had all these decades.
Hmm. New York Times bestselling author Jerry Oppenheimer, his brand new book, RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and the Dark Side of the Dream. We just scratched the surface. Jerry goes deep into this man's life and really exposes it like you've never seen before. Jerry, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.